Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1103, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so, of course, we're in the middle of the Kadima B'Brachos, the order of Brachos. It's just every so often, obviously, a question comes up, which might be interesting to talk about or review with everybody, myself included, together. So, an interesting question. Somebody asked me, they're driving home in the car from a chasana, and the question is, they forgot to bench. They just realized they forgot to bench. What did they do? Could they still bench? Could they bench in the car? So I think that was a great, great question to review. And it's something which comes up all the time, not just by a chasna. You could be driving home from anywhere. You could be driving home from work. You ate a sandwich or something, right? You had lunch. You left the house. You were walking outside. So let's just review real quickly those halachas. It's in Kuf Pei Dalet, Simen Kuf Pei Dalet, which is such an important simen. All simen are important, but many of them are so negeil amaisa. And over there you can find so much information in reference to how much time one has after they finish eating, even a small item, even a fruit, and so on, which I just want to review all those halachas real quickly. Not all of them, but, just a quick summary. So, Lamaisa, bottom line, when it comes to benching, the Mechaba talks about, the Shulchan Aruch talks about in Kuf Pei Dalet Aleph, Sif Aleph, that if it depends, somebody left B'Shoigeg, B'Mezid, they left on purpose or by mistake. Okay, we'll put that on the side for now, but assuming the person left by mistake, right? Usually the average person, before they leave, especially by a chasna, you bench, right? We're not getting into right now with the Zimun, not a Zimun, Shevi Brachas, but the person before they leave, they bench. But over here, we forgot to bench. Person before they leave their office. Before you leave a place, in general, the person's going to bench. Now, the halacha is that you have to bench in your place, the place where you ate. Again, putting aside the fact if a person left on purpose or by mistake, but the halacha is you have to bench in the seat that you ate. You have in general, Mishnah Berurah tells us you have up to Dalet Amis in all directions. You can move around Dalet Amis. You can move around, and that's if it's outside, right? If it's outside and there's no fence, you can move around Dalet Amis. If it's in a one room, even a chasna hall, a big room, right? A big hall where everybody's sitting and eating, or in your house or in the office. If it's in one room, you can move around anywhere in the room. And the Mishnah Berurah says, even if you did not see, you can't see the place where you ate. In other words, if I move to a different table, let's say that where I was sitting, there might be possibly a smell or whatever. And if in that case, it's smell. You have to move away Dalet Amis from the end of the smell. But be it as it may, so you move to the other side of the room. Fine. So now it's good. And you want to bench. So even if something is blocking the place where you ate, in other words, there's a dresser or there's there's a counter or something sticking up over there, right? There's a bookcase, I don't know, something along those lines, and it's blocking. It's in the same room, but it's blocking the view of the table where you ate, the place where you ate. It would still be good, says the Mishnah Berurah over there in the beginning of Kuf Pei Dalet. As long as it's in the same room, you could still eat. You could still bench. This is all the chatchila, obviously. If you had in mind to move to the other room, then Bishas Adchak, it could be, Mishnah Berurah says, Efsha, to move to the other room. If you see the other room, Bishas Adchak, so that would all be Bishas Adchak. In other words, in a pressing time of a pressing need, again, there's a bad smell or whatever, Mishnah Berurah says, Efsha. But if you could see it and you had it in mind, so there's more room to be makel. But in general, bottom line is a person should be careful to bench in the same place, or at least the same room whereby they ate. The best thing is always, of course, to bench in the same seat. Now, but the question is, but you left. I mean, you forgot and you left. Like the case in the wedding, they're driving home or whatever, right? Or somebody, they left the house and you're driving and you're now far away. I forgot. So what are the halachas as far as, again, all found in Simen Kuf Pei Dalet? What should I do now, right? I have to go back. I have to bench in the place where I ate. That's the halachas. But what do I do? I'm already, I left my house. Should I go back? Should I not go back? So the Mishnah Berurah says, yeah, go back. You have to, the Shulchan Aruch, the halach is, you have to go back to the place where you ate. Unless, Mishnah Berurah says, unless, in Kuf Pei Dalet, unless it's by the time you get back. In other words, I'm so far away from the place that I ate, I'm driving or walking, whatever, by the time I get back, I'm going to lose the shear equal. Meaning, if I finished, I took the last bite and I left and finished and that was it. But by the time, and I have now up to 72 minutes, let's say a regular standard case, you have up to 72 minutes. We're not talking about a big meal, somebody's full, but a general case, we'll talk about that also. You have up to 72 minutes to 72 minutes to bench. So now I'm walking or I'm driving, and if I come back to the place where I have to bench, which is what I'm supposed to do, right? Even if you're walking and driving, you have to go back to the place and bench. Lechatchila for sure. Even if it was b'shoygeg, lechatchila. We'll see b'shas adchak. But the problem is I'm going to lose my share equal. In other words, it'll be more than 72 minutes. So, and then I won't be able to bench. So I lost the whole thing. So then the Mishra Berura says, so then in that case, just bench where you're at. If you'll be back, it'll be more than 72 minutes. So then just bench in the place you're at, the place where you remember, and that will be good. Okay, we'll continue next year. I just want to go through some of these questions. Next year, we'll continue in these all important halachas. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Baruch HaKol Tov.